There is judgment, to be sure, but the reports appear to be in agreement that all judgment comes from within the individual, not from the being of light. It seems, in fact, that all God is capable of giving us is unconditional love. On the other hand, some NDEers do experience anguish. That may contradict another group's claim that torment over past choices is impossible, even when it is self-inflicted. Thus, both groups may avoid or deny NDEs and continue to spar over doctrine, removed from the threat of evidence. Their concerns are likely unfounded for several reasons. People interpret their NDEs using available language and concepts. As Van Lommel notes, the subjective nature and absence of a frame of reference for this experience lead to individual, cultural, and religious factors determining the vocabulary used to describe and interpret the experience. How many known languages have a vocabulary for NDE? Languages are developed to interpret usual experiences, not unusual ones, and may simply fail at certain points. Not all knowledge bases are equally correct or useful for interpreting an experience, and not everyone draws reasonable conclusions, even from a correct and useful one. But the NDEers are not alone in their difficulty. Mystics frequently complain that language is not adequate to the task of describing mystical experiences, as we shall see in Chapter 7. NDEers' basic shifts in attitude are stable over time compared with a control group. These changes must be accounted for. People do not change their lives toward a more spiritual orientation over fleeting illusions or trivialities. NDEers generally confirm the basic values of the world's religions. As Grossman notes, NDEers tend to internalize the values of their religion because they begin to see them not as speculations or dogma, but as verified facts. He comments, "A consequence of the life review is that it appears to be a great disadvantage to oneself to harm another person, either physically or psychologically, since whatever pain one inflicts on another is experienced as one's own in the life review." NDE research and medicine. When they got me back, I felt a lot of guilt that I hadn't wanted to come back because I had felt so good. I worked with my doctor and my minister afterwards because it really bothered me a great deal that I wouldn't want to come back. My son was 2 at the time, and my daughter was 5. A patient describing mixed feelings after an NDE.